Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, folks. This is Blanca, and of course, Dave is getting set up. He had a little bit of an issue with Facebook, so he's getting that ready. So thank you so much for joining us. It's January 15th, and it is Cosmic Connections, and we have a real fun show for you today. We've got a surprise guest back by popular demand, Robert with Metal One. And then, as Dave mentioned, Al and Wanda, who are also involved with Metal One, are going to be on the show. So they'll provide a different perspective on Metal One. And Robert has, I understand, an exciting update for us as well. How are you doing over there, Dave?
Go ahead. Keep going. I'm sorry.
Okay. Very good. So, folks, thanks for being patient with us. Sometimes these things take a little bit of time. Hopefully, Blog Talk, we can hear everybody okay, and Dave is working out the Facebook issue because he likes to be on video. Of course, when it comes to the end of the show, usually things look good once he gets finished with editing things and getting them all set up. So Robert and Wanda and Al, can you hear me okay?
Yes, Blanca, you sound great. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Very good. And hey, Wanda. Hey, Al. So all of you are together with Dave right now, one big happy family?
Yes.
Okay. So hopefully folks can hear, I can hear you all very good. So hopefully the folks on Blog Talk can hear me and Wanda and Robert. Now, Dave, would you like to have Robert get started, or do you want Alan?
Yeah, why don't we do that? We just won't do this on video. Folks, here what we got. Robert's got some absolutely wonderful updates, and so he's just going to be with us here for about maybe 5 to 10 minutes, giving us the updates. And we'll have that part on audio, and you'll be able to hear that on audio. I'm still working on getting to where it's going to allow me to, you know, to broadcast on Facebook. I don't know why it's not doing it. I've got to, there we are. Okay, but Robert, go ahead.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Blanca. I just kind of jumped in. I'm like a photo video bomber tonight. I just wanted to update. We've got a lot of questions since the last show, and I have an update. I just came in from out of town based on where our banking facilities are located. And I have some exciting schedule of events that we're in pursuit of. And so what we're doing right now, Blanca, is we're having a Big Six accounting firm. If there's still Big Six, it's KPMG is going to do their audit of our metal reserves, and that's being scheduled as we speak right now. And so the third party audit is very important. We're always doing this. But what's really exciting is we're using that audit to assist us in our Basel III credentials and certification. And Basel III is it's the most highly regarded financial standings for banks and instruments made by banks. And so when we are Basel III, we are the highest rated digital assets that is known at this time. And so anyway, it's extremely exciting aspect of the coin that I don't think we've explained that yet. And so anyway, that's where we are right now. And we're in the process of auditing our metal reserves. So all in the path of the Basel III standards, which is the highest in the world. So anyway, that's what we did. That's what we did yesterday. We established that project. And it's very exciting. That's kind of like the final wrappings of the project, Metal One Coin. So anyway, it's a huge thing. We have large financial groups that will absolutely immediately accept our assets as liquid anytime, any place. And these are things you want to establish when you're launching cryptocurrencies. So anyway, does that make sense, Blanca?
Yes, that's quite exciting, and that's a big time. Isn't that interesting? You're getting audited and Fort Knox isn't.
Yes, well, you know, thanks for bringing that up. That's absolutely ridiculous. I was writing something up before I came, you know, for another deal, but really, you know, Fort Knox has never been audited, you know, by anybody, and there's so much folklore that maybe the metal's never been there or is there or whatever that is. So we're just exceeding standards. We're working in equity and we're working in honor, and it's going to play out very well in the marketplace. So in addition to that, there's a massive news release, by the way, for the marketplace. But we were working with some of our financial teams, some of our supporting bank facilities, and they're just more than excited about where we are today, our creation, where the acceptance in the marketplace. They're so excited about our private blockchain. Just, we were going through the white paper with the different facilities yesterday. And, you know, as a lot of you may know, bankers don't get excited very easily. They're very mundane. And I saw childish excitement in most of their faces yesterday. And so anyway, it was a lot of fun. So anyway, that's my update. That's one of my updates. So anyway, so.
Very good. What I do have a quick question. I know you want to get on to your home, but you said highest rated digital asset. Can you give us a little bit more about that so we can understand the context? Perhaps
yes,
where did that appear?
Course.
Or who?
So the standards of the Basel III statutes in the banking regulatory environment is 3 to 6% of assets in custody in, you know, third party audits have to be involved, right? Based on your market cap. So that means that we have to have a certain amount of metal audited and involved to represent our coins. And by doing so, and by having these assets audited, then we will achieve that standard. And so not many banks can do this. Obviously, no currency is ever even remotely close, and I'm not just going to beat up the U.S. dollar, none of which can do this. And then I don't know of any other cryptocurrencies that are at the standard or close. There's probably maybe a couple I'm not sure of, but I just know it's a very large concept. And so we've been working with different countries and requirements of their currencies for the country level, not just our requirements. And so the different leadership in the different countries are very excited about this as well. And they're working with us in the aspect of the coin, because we're building a coin for the country's acceptance and the usage of these different countries. So the Basel III is a huge, huge concept that we are soon to be in that position of that certification. Anyway. So.
Okay. We're up live now on Facebook. So,
right.
Folks, we are there. I got that fixed. We're live on Facebook. So we're both still on Blog Talk and Facebook. And what I'll try to do is that I will end up, you know, I can download part of the Blog Talk whenever I do this. But we're good.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, okay.
That was like Mission Impossible.
I know. So, yeah. It made me have to go in and totally reset my Facebook password and everything. I didn't have that problem. I don't know where it is. Whatever.
Yeah, that was amazing.
We're good to go.
Amazing computer skills on the gun.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was my very profound update. We also we have our schedules and our liquidity. We have so much liquidity for the exchange. We have allocations of lots of money. I can't really say it, but it's a lot. And so we have liquidity schedules for the platform, our exchange, the highest rating there is. And there, so a lot of people have been like, so where's the metal? You know, like, where's the beef? Where's the metal? And so KPMG's auditing it, Dave. So
right.
It's one of the top accounting firms, as a lot of you probably know that, and it meets the standards of the international banking community at large. And so we're striving for the highest ratings, and that will be carried forward on our coin. And just, you know, like I mentioned earlier, we were discussing this with different country leadership, and they're like, get that, you know, have the metal supporting your coin at that rating, Basel III. And absolute acceptance of these large countries. So.
Folks, if you caught what he just said, you know, some of you have been asking, well, how do we know about this gold? How do we know that it's asset-backed? When you've got KPMG, one of the largest auditing firms in the world, doing the audit on Meta One, verifying the amount of gold, the value of the gold, you have the authentication that it's there and it's for real. This is the real stuff.
Yeah.
You can't get much better than that.
And we have a lot of metal. And and in addition to that, we have contracts to be continually buying additional metal so we can expand the market cap on a five-year contract.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a little bit of a discount, and that's in addition to the existing metal. So,
well, since you're here, again, obviously the big question, is there any new time frame of, because you mentioned last week you were going to do the soft launch for everybody.
Right. Yep.
And any type of a time frame on that?
You know, the soft launch is starting. We're doing the secured party creditors and the trust for the coin holders. We're starting that next week. We've been doing trust already, but the full package of the SPC, secured party creditor and trust, will start next week.
Okay.
And so as we get that online, we're real excited about that because this is the first that's ever existed to have secured party creditors operating privately as humans in a financial environment. So we're starting that next week, which is next week. And as soon as we get everyone on, which our system can do everybody in a day, you know, the 5,000, 6,000 mm-hmm. people, we can do that hourly. So we're working through that right now. And we're going to just, I spoke to a couple ladies today that are coin holders. We're working through the private launch. Mm-hmm. We're going to get everything running. And as we work through it, we're going to have it up and running. So that's starting next week. You know, and then to say a couple other things, we have done some large transactions through our network. We did a very large transaction, a $2 billion transaction last week, where we used our coins, our wallet, we transferred it to another group in which they took access to possession of that and are running through a financial transaction. So we've been doing trades and transactions.
Let me mention, when you say that you're going to be starting soft launches next week, that doesn't mean the everyday people out here are listening to this can start doing stuff next week.
Right.
You're doing this in a step-by-step, stage-by-stage process.
Yes,
sir. Yeah, and I think for the people that are listening here, you know, these are not your front-running people. They're basically the ones who are just the everyday folks. So we're probably still looking, what, another 2 to 4 weeks out for them?
Yeah, probably somewhere around there. Absolutely.
So, Robert, so all this information that you're bringing forth, so I'm kind of thinking in my mind, is this a week notice that you were talking about, that we're going to make it a 3-week notice?
It's definitely one of those notices.
Yeah,
it's one
if you read between the lines, what does this mean?
It's just what the audit means is that we, like right now, we have $2 billion assigned to the coin. We have a lot more than that. So when the audit goes through, it's going to obviously certify and recognize a lot more assets, right? That we can't just say is on the sideline, we're going to then assign it to the coin. So the audit is going to establish in this proper certifications for all facilities, bank, legal, everything. And we're not going to do the audit twice, right? So we're not going to just do a little audit and then put a little bit of coins in and or a little bit of metal in. And then we're going to do an audit that's going to be fairly inclusive. We do have plans to bring in continuing more gold assets, but just the metal that we have is fairly ridiculous. It's stunning, and actually for some people. So what that means is that audit is going to be assigned to the coin.
So that means this is the notice.
Well, no, we said we would give them at least a 1-week notice, and we would send
it
out in writing.
We're giving them a 3-week notice right now.
Okay,
a newsletter goes out tonight.
No, I won't be able to do that tonight.
No, our newsletter.
Yours does. But I did say for the folks that listen to my program that are on my list, we would give them a 1-week notice before the price went up.
Okay.
We're giving them a 3-week notice, Dave.
Okay.
And this is the notice. This is the surprise.
I gotcha. So this is a 3-week notice that the rates are going to be going up in 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yes.
Is that what we're saying?
Per that audit.
Okay.
We're like regrouping, getting all our assets, you know, everything's getting counted. And this is the notice right now.
And so it's, you know, so eventually this whole system takes a life of its own. The smart contracts pick up, the assets in possession are assigned, and it runs. And then the value of the different investments actually hit naturally to the smart contracts, and this thing takes a life of its own. And that's what we're starting in. And this audit is a trigger of the true asset value. And so, if you have anyone who worked with the Big Six, it's not like we can call them and they'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a little bit of time, but I'm just saying that trigger has been pulled. And
So I can be clear, so everybody is clear, is we're saying that tonight is a 3-week notice. You got 3 weeks left to buy the coins at $44.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
And you got 3 weeks left, folks, to buy the coins at $44. After that, it's on its
yeah.
way. It's gone. Okay.
It'll
yeah.
go.
Okay.
So
I'd like to
shout out to Marianne, Richard, Joy, Sarah, Penny, all of our team that worked so hard. But y'all be patient with us. The phones ring. We're answering a lot of emails. And as long as you send us an email or give us a call, it's something in writing, you're locked in at this price. Okay, so there's no need to get anxious. We'll take care of everybody, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, anything else then you want to share with us?
Just thanks for letting me video bomb tonight. and amazing computer skills, Dave. I'm impressed. As a computer scientist,
okay.
I'm very impressed. All
right.
Let me exit and I'll bring Al in.
Okay, okay. All righty. Okay, thanks, Robert.
Thank you.
Okay, see you later. Yeah.
All right, Al.
Okay,
Al,
it's your turn.
Yay.
Well, here's the other. You need to scoot in just a little bit more, Al.
Okay.
That way, you can look at the screen, so we're all here. So this is Alan Wander Warner, my very, very good friend. And we probably go back, about 5 years? And
yeah.
I think it was I was doing a workshop in the mm-hmm. Dallas-Fort Worth area, and they started attending, and then just kind of one thing led to another.
Mm-hmm.
You just kept coming to all the workshops, and then you are basically, I've said, the primary staff person for MetaOne,
mm-hmm.
is that
yeah.
for what you do? And mm-hmm. but the two of you have been more to my workshops than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Al and I have got some stories with the currency exchange that we can't really talk about publicly, but some of the stuff that we've moved a lot of currency together, haven't we?
Yes, yes, we have.
We moved it from Arizona to Texas, so mm-hmm. we did that, and that's about all that we can say about that. And but you know, they're always at all the workshops, and you know, the programs I do here, it's always been just me, but I've never been able to really bring on what I call the adjunct staff is the term that I used, and Al and Wanda would be probably the lead ones for the adjunct staff of what we do here with Cosmic Connections, with Sedona Connection, with MetaOne,
mm-hmm.
and they've been such a great part of this. So I just wanted to bring them on and kind of let them share a little bit about what their experience is, mm-hmm. what their stories are. But let's just start, and let's start with the currency exchange issues, and just
yeah.
share with them about how did you get involved in this, what are your experiences been, what's your perception and stuff like that. Because it's nice, because see, then you hear it coming from someone other than just me.
Right.
So go ahead, guys. Yeah.
So you want me to go? Okay. I can tell you this. We're participating in more than one exchange. Okay. And Dave's is the most real. Okay. And I know this, because there's a real bank and there's real people and there has been an exchange, and we are waiting to get paid for real. Okay. We're not waiting for an 800 number. Thank goodness. Because can you imagine an 800 number and how many people are trying to call at one time? I don't think I'd get through. I just, that's my luck. Right. So, but anyway, we really do have a legitimate thing going on. And just patience is all we, we just have to be patient. But we have to be grateful and thankful,
I know I've always talked about the Texas Processing Office and the people that, that are in touch with that. Al's
yes.
been with me to meet that individual
yes.
who runs the Texas Processing Office, and very, very credible man, very honorable man
right.
That we met. So. Yeah, and
mm-hmm.
how did you guys get involved in all this? I mean, you got started with...
Charla.
With Charla, or the Bishop,
Bob.
Jeffrey Larson.
Bob. Yeah.
Yeah, Bob Donnelly.
Uh-huh.
Bob Donnelly.
He came over to my house to do some computer work.
Okay.
And he opened his briefcase. He was changing out some wires on my computer.
Yeah.
And there he had some dinar. And I had already talked to somebody, you know, another friend, Marie, that recommended him. And so when he came over and I seen that dinar, I said, what in the world is that? And he kind of explained to me, and he's like, oh, yeah, you know, all about the currency exchanges. And I said, yeah. And he's like, well, and then he mentioned Dave Schmidt, and that was the first time. And then he mentioned it to Al, and Al went to your workshop, two of them. He was trying to drag me there, and I wouldn't go. But anyway, yeah, so it was Bob.
Okay, it was Bob.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. But yeah. When I told him, I said, if this is something you want to invest in and something that you feel good about, you do it, and you go to the workshops and learn about it. And so
but you met Dave at the Yes Conference.
I met Dave at the Yes Conference.
That was
Charlotte,
the conference that Charlotte Henderson had put on, and
right.
Yes.
That was back in the day.
It was
day.
Really a good thing. Yeah,
yeah, that was in February of 2015, so it's been almost 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
And the reason I went is because Al talked me into it, because he said, there's some movers and some shakers, and I think I met Kimberly Steele. I know she's watching. I met
yeah.
Kimberly there. I love her. Celeste.
Mm-hmm.
Some really great
people
high vibration
that
people. Have been my friends, like my my forever friend.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes,
well, that's
yeah.
great. So because I didn't remember exactly how
yeah.
the story was, but you guys just kept coming.
She met you at lunch. You stayed for lunch.
Yeah, with Danny Biggs.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Danny Biggs sat at the table with you.
Uh-huh.
I was eating my lunch and got a whole earful.
We missed Danny.
We missed Danny.
Yeah.
The
we
Facebook
Danny.
4 years ago came up on my Facebook today, the memories.
Yeah. Yeah.
Four years ago, Danny was with us at the Unity Church in Sedona.
That's right. Danny was a big part of all of Danny. Was it? What has it been now? About 6 or 8 months that he died of heart
not
attack.
Not quite that long.
No, probably about 3 months.
3 months ago, it was a heart
ago.
Attack, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a big surprise to all of us to see Danny.
And you know, he was a nice guy. He came to all my classes.
Great
by the way, I do energy healing. I teach classes. Holy fire. And he came to all my classes, and he was just like such a great guy. Everybody loved Danny.
Yes.
Now, the other side of Wanda that some of you don't know is that Wanda is Native American.
Yes.
And so she goes by her Native American name is Ironheart. So you'll see her Facebook page is Ironheart Healing Energy. And I have had people that can understand and feel and work with the energy in your body. And I can tell you right now, folks, I don't have anybody that does that for me better than what she does. She's an absolute master at energy healing work. And we've probably got scores of people
mm-hmm.
that have been, you know, come through the workshops and they've
yes.
been with you, and they will testify to that. There's no shortage.
And they've came to my classes
yeah.
as well.
Right.
Yeah, there are literally scores and scores of people that will testify about the work that she does. Now she's such a master at that. So,
mm-hmm.
And that's another side issue. But
so I had a little story I was going to tell y'all about Robert, right? So I brought this with me, okay? So this is a Red Tail fan. This is Robert's, right? But
you gave it to him.
I gave it to him, but I'll tell you the story behind this, right? So me and Al were going to Minnesota, you know, to see Marianne and Richard. And on the way to Minnesota, he like picked up, I'm saying like 3 or 4 red tail hawks. And so I had my pick of the beautiful tail feathers. And see, I have my cousin make me nice healing tools with this, right? So this particular fan, I loved the you know, the black line and the tail feathers. And so I shipped it off to my cousin Larry for him to make me a fan. Out of those 4, I picked the one I like. So, you know, I have the gift of dreams. So I go to sleep and I have a dream. And in the dream, they're showing me a fan. And it's these tail feathers. And I recognized it because of the line. And I was real partial to this particular fan, right? So, during the dream, it said that fan was for Lightning Boy. And I thought, what? You know, and I'm trying to play crazy in the dream like Lightning Boy. You know,
you don't know Lightning Boy.
I don't know Lightning Boy. So they show me a picture of Robert. And so my heart kind of sunk, and I woke up, and I thought, you know, number one, the elders gave him a name, Lightning Boy. Number two, I've got to give my favorite fan to him because they told me it was for Lightning Boy. So I tell Al as soon as I wake up, and he goes, well, don't sweat it, honey. You know, I find, you know, red-tailed hawks all the time. I'll get you another one. I was like, well, I liked that one. He goes, well, if Spirit told you to give it to him, you got to give it to him. So I said, okay. So about 30 minutes later, a lady called, and she says, you know, I'm just going to sell all my stuff. I'm giving all my belongings in my house to the Native Americans. And so I had Al go get it. He loaded it up, and he goes, well, I'm not going to unload this stuff. I'm taking it to South Dakota. So within a few hours after the dream, he says, I'm leaving for South Dakota with all this stuff, right? So I'm calling Larry, my cousin, the one that made the fan, and I tell him about my dream because he's a dream interpreter. And he said, well, you know, Lightning Boy, that's a big name for, you know, we don't ever, you know, like Lightning Bear. You never hear the name Lightning in Native American names. And he said, that is for somebody like that's really intense. So I was like, okay. He said, but if you want to give this name to, you know, your friend, you know, let me ask the elders and we'll, you know, think about it. Meanwhile, Al's going up to South Dakota and he calls me and he says, guess what, honey? And he says, I just picked up a beautiful red-tailed hawk. And he's just gorgeous. And I'm telling you, he was every bit as pretty as this. So this little thing that I coveted that I had to give the Lightning Boy, Spirit immediately gave me one back. And I cried because it was so, it was such an awesome little, you know, thing to have happen. The same day I got my whole hawk, I mean, not just the tail feathers, another whole red-tailed hawk. And meanwhile, I called Robert. And he said, you know, when I was young, that I had a lightning bolt shirt. And my mom was like, take that shirt off. He said, lightning bolt is my everything. I resonate with the lightning bolt. So it was like, oh, my gosh, you know, everything came true. But in the end, he got the name Lightning Boy, and it resonated with him in the Lakota. The elders gave him that name, and we gave him this fan.
Wow.
Yeah. And so Lightning Boy, and he got a shirt for me for Christmas, and it's got a lightning bolt, and it says Lightning Boy on
they
there.
They gave me a name, and it's called Flies with Hall.
Yeah. Yes.
And folks, you have to know about this with Robert. I have never met anybody in my life that it's almost like the hawks, when they're getting ready to die, they find him to let him have them. I mean, he has had multiple trips
yeah.
driving from Texas out to Sedona when I was there. And almost every trip, he would see a hawk laying along the side of the freeway that nobody else is seeing. Nobody else is getting it. And sometimes they're just coming down and they're right in the process of dying. And they're still flapping, and that's why he sees them. He just sees these and picks up these hawks all the time. I've never met anybody like him. So it's almost like he has some sort of a connection there with them. And so that's how he got the name
right.
that they gave to him. And he didn't go planning on this stuff. It just finds you, though, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
So
Christine
Daly says, well, how did you meet Robert? Okay. Well, Robert, Texas. I live in Texas.
He came to our house.
And he came to our house, and he was working on some projects with a friend of ours. And so he would come to the house, you know, for many years. And when he had the idea of Meta One coin, I said, you know what? That's a humanitarian coin. And I have a buddy named Dave Schmidt, and he has all kinds of humanitarian people, projects. I mean, he has a great, you know, following, and I got them two together. So that's how I met him. Robert used to come to my house.
And Meta One is truly a humanitarian coin because it's going to fund a whole lot of projects.
It will, folks.
Yes.
I mean,
and
you know,
we know all of you have projects because we know we've been waiting to get, you know, the funds from the exchange to fund projects, you know. So we already have projects. And Wanda's going to have one for her Native American people. Coming up real soon.
What they're finding is that they're able to take a lot of these funds, and they've got these, again, these off-market trading platforms. And they're going to be able to generate literally the money for the projects from that. Now, I don't understand the practicality of all of it. All I know is that others are doing it, and it's working, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've always had to remember that project funding and currency exchange are two entirely separate issues.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Meta One coin is a third issue that's an entirely separate issue. But, you know, a lot of you are, you know, you've come into me through the currency exchange, and that's how we all got it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how we met. It was through, it's interesting, because through Bob Dottley.
Yes. But if you
through,
think about it.
Bob's got a project, too.
Yeah, I know, he
if
does.
If y'all
he
think
does.
About it, that's how we all started. But it's something so much bigger than that.
Yeah.
We've all together collectively grown.
Yes, we have.
I'm not even the same person from 5 years
That's
ago.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've met some of the most amazing people traveling around. I mean, it's changed my heart forever.
Right.
You know, it's funny. When you come to the workshops, she's always got a table in the back.
Yeah.
She meets more people and talks to more people than I do.
Right.
I'm the guy that's up
that's
talking
right.
all day
yeah.
long. But she's the one that's really developing the network and the relationships with people. Now, also, folks, another thing that Wanda does if you come to the workshops is she makes this beautiful, beautiful Native American jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And so she'll always have that. Because I get people come to me all the time wanting to sell stuff. And I just don't. I don't let anybody sell anybody at my workshops. The only two exceptions is with Wanda, with her jewelry, and then it's, you know, Richard with, you know, the water bottles.
Yes.
And I've, you know, talked about these, how important these are in drinking our water, and that's it. And so it ended up being just basically Wanda and Richard, and so then Wanda and Richard extended, and now they're two of the primary salespeople for Meta One.
Investment,
So, and then Marianne is Richard's assistant. So it's basically Wanda, Richard, and Marianne are the three people that if you call up and want to order Meta One, it's going to be one of those three answering the phone. And but it's like that's the team that we've kind of developed here. So, you know, it's these two, it's Richard and Marianne, myself, and then Robert, and we should bring Nicole in.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, as a part of that as well. And that's, you know, Robert's other half. And folks, by the way, what is she about?
I have another little Robert.
Oh, she's about... the beginning of February, they're going to have a little baby.
Robert and Nicole are expecting in about 2 weeks. Expect is the date. So, so that's going to be exciting for them. And and you're now, see, they moved into, Robert and Nicole moved into a new house. So you're staying with them while you're here in Florida. And then, because, you know, then you guys go up to Atlanta, and then you're from Atlanta. That's where that's where you lived for most of your life. So.
Unfortunately,
none
of my old friends are going to be coming to the workshop.
It's like we get into a different world when we do this kind of stuff from our old friends.
This is true.
Y'all know black sheep.
The black sheep and the one that's out of the box.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you step into the, you know, the currency exchange and the Meta One, it's kind of like you become the black sheep of your family, folks. And we know that.
I was there, Dave.
we know that.
Yeah, I made it before that. Yeah.
Made it before that. So, yeah. So, okay. And, so that's kind of how all of that has developed. Just share.
Let me tell about Robert.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
So, I ride my bike at the trail 4 miles north of where the Cowboys play football in Arlington. And so I took Robert out there 3 or 4 times. But one particular time, we go across a bridge. I've been across it 1,000 times. This mother bobcat and 3 of her kittens were on the bridge, and they came up to us, and they just stayed on the bridge for 10 minutes, you know, which was, it's incredible. Okay.
Yeah.
So Robert, he's not normal.
not from here. Yeah.
You know, we're fortunate to meet him and know him, you know, but he is real special, you know.
How I've always seen Robert is his ideas, what he's manifesting, his thoughts, his brilliance, his genius is way up here.
Uh-huh.
And the universe, he tries to have people rise up to meet where he's manifesting.
Right.
And sometimes that's hard. I mean, oh, he's had like, you know, a couple of set of programmers that he's just like, they couldn't quite get there. And now
yes.
I think we got the team,
yeah.
you know,
yes.
that we need.
It's interesting what you said again about how even how the animals sense something within them, because
yes.
mm-hmm.
you get a bobcat with four kittens, four babies,
three babies. Yes.
Hello, you know, they're taking off, they're running.
Right.
Mom is going into mama protective mode.
Right.
It has never happened.
It was an amazing thing.
And
I have video of it. You know.
You do. And mama and the babies walk right up to Robert.
Yes,
walk right up to him when normally they're often scattering. Let me tell a little side story about when I was living in Sedona. Now, Penny was my housemate. We were very, very good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because...
we love Penny. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You guys know Penny very well. For the first couple of years of my radio programs, you know, she was always listening every week. And she says, I don't need to listen to these because you always just come and talk to me, tell me. She was always my confidant because, you know, we shared this house together. And... she hadn't listened to a program for well over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the very first time I interviewed Robert, 2 days later, she wakes up in the morning and she clearly has her spirit says, you need to go listen to Dave's program from Wednesday night. And she listens to the whole interview with Robert. And she just says, Spirit's told me I'm supposed to buy some of these coins.
Right.
You know, now here's a lady that wasn't involved in any of this stuff, hadn't watched a program of mine for 2 years. And Penny's a very, very gifted lady
yes.
about being able to help people find their Akash record, all their past life histories. So I went to her and I said, Penny, I think, you know, this guy is very gifted. He's somewhat different. And she has her way that she goes within and she pulls out her pendulum and she starts dealing states. And she just said, Dave, Robert is not from here.
Right.
Yeah. Really.
That's very true.
He's from somewhere else and he
mm-hmm.
has come and incarnated
yeah.
into a human body, into this lifetime to help us through this process.
That's right.
And that's why he is here doing what he is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're hearing the, you know, the stories that are there. And it's almost like, I think, whether it's Robert, whether it's you guys or it's me, we all know we have a role to play. And we're fine
mm-hmm.
with that. You know, my job is doing what I do here. I bring the program to the people. I'm kind of, you know, the public face for all of this that goes on. And we already have a sense of knowing that there's going to be a lot more stuff that's going to be happening after the coin goes public and after the currency comes through.
Yeah.
I mean, folks, I'm not in a position to talk about that right now, but we think things are just going to really start happening. You've heard me share at the workshops. The real reason for this money is to help us step into a higher sense of frequency of our own awakening and awareness, and to use money to free ourselves, and then to also help others through the process. It's so that we can start freeing ourselves from these hundreds, if not thousands, of years of financial slavery. And this
right.
is the first step of this process. And the whole currency exchange issue is going to be continue to be, that's going to go on for some years, folks. This is
yes,
not just
yes.
going to be a one-shot deal. This is going to go on for some years. We're just are the fortunate ones to be kind of the trailblazers,
we
the
are.
Pioneers. On the front side of the stuff happening, and it will continue to expand for a number of years.
That's right. Even though that I'm invested in, you know, MetaOne coin, I have
the exchange,
10 yeah,
exchanges.
Right. So I'm in all these things, and it's for a specific reason. It's for my Native American tribe for going on 12 years now. Al's been doing it for
six years.
We take donations up to my tribe, and they're in such need. It's like the third world over there. We love
our
it.
Ancestors
yes.
killed Custer. Okay, so guess what? They've been paying the price
yeah.
for a long
so
time.
This last year we did four runs. We've never done that before. We've done like two times, even three times. This last year we did four. Everybody has been so generous. I can just go outside and there'll be a couch and donations because I'm known for this. And I want to take it to the next level. And
yes.
So I'm working on a project for them. And this is going to be the beta tester project.
Right.
But I'm telling you, good things are coming to Meta One.
Yes, yes.
For the last, what, month, we've had nothing but exciting news. And if y'all didn't catch it, Robert was on earlier. And I'm telling you, you've got 3 weeks now before that audit comes in. And the price goes up. So you've got not 1 week warning, you've got three.
We've now, all been patient waiting for the exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have to be patient waiting on Meta One because we want it to be perfect. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't have the exchange messing up, you know. So everything has to be just right on time.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Folks, what had happened tonight, I was having trouble logging in on the Facebook because of a computer glitch. So we were recording the program on, you know, the Blog Talk Radio, the audio there, and you can listen to the parts maybe of what Robert said earlier. But basically, here's what they had said is, starting tonight, they're announcing you got 3 weeks left to purchase the coin at the $44 rate. And after that, boom, it's done because, the assets are assigned and the value goes up. So they're making the official announcement tonight that you got 3 weeks. Now, I will probably send out a separate newsletter probably next week when I get back from Atlanta saying that we can give a specific date, and then you'll still have another couple of weeks, you know, even when the newsletter goes out. But it's to let you know if you want to get the coins at the $44 rate, you got 3 weeks from tonight. And
Carlos Delgado, my prayers go out to you in Puerto Rico.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness.
I know that land is shaking.
Gracious.
That's got to be crazy.
You know, folks, I did want to mention that we really, really need to be praying for the folks in Puerto Rico.
Yes.
The earthquakes that are going on there, it's just, it's unusual is the best way to say it. Now, I don't have anything tangible on this, but I'm going to go ahead and share you something that I had seen posted somewhere else. I can't say there's anything tangible about it, but there was. It did seem to be fairly credible, this posting, where the earthquakes are happening in Puerto Rico. There are reports that there's an underground military base there.
Mm.
Now, if you know the island, you know, San Juan, the major city, is in the northeast part of the island, and these earthquakes are going on in the southwest part of the island. And there have been some reports that there are underground military bases there, and there is a possibility they're taking them out. And that's what's creating that problem. Folks, even when I was in Sedona, it was known to the local people that there was an underground military base in the Sedona area.
Really?
And we had this one day that this massive shaking went on, and it was reported as being an earthquake, and I felt it, and I said, that is not an earthquake. This rumbling went on for 30 to 45 seconds. And the sound, and they said that when they looked at the seismograph, there's always the buildup for the quake, and then the quake hits.
Mm-hmm.
This was just boom, one shot. And there were some inside intel people saying, no, they were taking out those underground military bases. Mm-hmm. Basically, they were destroying them is what they were doing.
I've heard those stories.
So I don't know that. I'm just saying that. I don't know that tangible.
It's not
going to
be
Puerto
on CNN.
No, that's right. Okay. Folks, we also need to really, really be praying for the folks in the Philippines. I had said last week that I was going to want to be going to Manila. They have been being hit really hard with some natural disasters. Last fall, I think it was in the southern part of the island, they had major earthquakes that killed, I think it was about 500 people in the Philippines. Christmas Day, they had a typhoon that hit the island, and 60 people died from that. And now they've got this volcano going on.
Wow.
And the volcano is only about 30 miles south of Manila, and it's sending all the, as of now, they say the wind is probably changing, but they're just getting tons of ash that's being dumped on the city of Manila, and the Manila airport has been closed for almost a week.
Wow.
You can't even get flights in and out of Manila in the major commercial airlines. And so they're getting hit really hard. So, folks, we really need to be remembering,
yeah,
you know, both
yeah.
Puerto Rico and the Philippines for the folks that are there for what's going on with them. So, because I, you know, when they need to recover, I don't want to go
right.
there when they're going through that. So, just to be remembering that, okay? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, just remember, we have a lot of phone calls coming in, and this is kind of like the last call. For, you know,
for $44.
Just be patient. And if you can't get through, like, email, and as long as we have something recorded, you're not going to miss that. We'll put you down. So just be patient.
Yeah. So what they said is, you know, you go to the website, www.meta1.io, and then the phone number is on there if you want to make an order. And leave a voicemail. They'll record your name down. So that you'll still be able to, they'll get back to you so you can still get the credit for the $44 rate. But folks, just keep calling, okay? Because they're swamped.
Yeah.
They've just been
so
swamped.
So another thing, too, this is true. So ever since I went to Australia, I loved Australia. And it breaks my heart
yes.
about the wildfires. So,
yeah.
Yes, Diane, we need to pray. Also,
yes.
send our good
yes.
energy and our prayers to all that wildlife and those people in Australia.
I just want to make a comment also on that.
Mm-hmm.
The fires are real, and it's a
yes.
very serious situation. But what you don't see coming out in the mainstream news is they have already arrested close to 190 people that they caught setting these fires.
Wow.
Right, and they say they
all
set
around
the fires
the country.
Because they want to prove global warming is
yes.
real.
Yes.
And they're setting the fire.
They have already arrested over 190 mm-hmm. people that they caught that were setting these fires all around the country.
Mm.
All around the country. And once the fires take off, they expand and spread mm-hmm. because of the wind that was there. So there's a lot
it's
of crazy stuff that's going. I mean, they've been going through a huge drought. It's been very dry.
Yeah.
But it's still it's something you want to remember because you've got the, what are called, you know, the innocent. You know,
koala
the
bears,
the animals and the people that are innocent that are being hurt by that. So,
And so also remember, we can now accept wires, so it's going to be a lot easier for people overseas.
Ah,
so
there right.
you go. So.
Yes. Another thing is, you know, we've already doubled our money from $22.
Right.
And it wouldn't mm-hmm. surprise me if it happened again. I know it.
Yeah.
And
well,
a lot of
know.
Y'all have been getting a phone call from me, and I've given you a heads up that the checks are going through. Yes, so everything, you know, that should tell you something.
Yeah, folks, what some of you may not have known, see, the banking industry is really threatened by the cryptocurrency movement. It's a threat to their power and their dominance and their control. And so the major banks have been very hostile toward Meta One because of its ability to bring this money in. And Meta One had a, basically some accounts set up at a bank, and the banks wouldn't even accept the checks that people were writing. So if there
right.
was a period of time in there where it seemed like Meta One was holding your check, it's because the banks wouldn't accept the deposits.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got all of that is now taken care of. They've got new banks that are accepting the checks.
That's right.
You've been able to use, you know, your
mm-hmm.
debit and credit cards. And you've now got money wires that can be able to come in. So especially from the folks from overseas, you know, you can money wire money into the account. But you call them is what you do. You call them and they
yes.
work through that on the phone to set up the order for you and how to work that process. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how many banks shut them down
yeah.
and closed an account because somebody
yeah.
put crypto on a check or something.
I know.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, the banks are very threatened by the cryptocurrency
right.
movement.
Big time.
And, see, I look at that as the positive because it's the ability for us as everyday folks to be empowered
mm-hmm.
in our financial freedom.
Right.
Is what it is. So it's that it's our ability to do that. So,
right. So what does lightning boy mean in Lakota? It means the way shower. So the lightning comes from the sky. It also comes from the ground. So how they say it, like Larry says, my cousin, you'll know if you get struck by lightning. So this is what's having, this is the power behind that name that's clearing the way for our
mm-hmm.
system, the old cabal system. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. well, I'm trying to think, why don't just kind of in your own words, share your experiences of what you see at the workshops and so they can hear it coming from somebody other than me and why it's valuable to be for people to attend that.
Okay.
Well, I see the mom and pop people, the everyday farmers, the movers, the shakers, the people with great, fantastic ideas, people with projects, people that, you know, you attract the kind of people that are the movers and the shakers.
Huh.
That's what I see when I'm sitting at the table. Everybody's got fantastic idea, and probably about 90% of them are conscious.
Yeah.
So we live on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And when you live on purpose, it's a better life.
Yeah. What's nice is when you come, you really pick up the energy that is there and you
mm-hmm.
get to develop networking with other folks, you know, from your area as well. And we just always get those comments all the time at the workshops that the energy there is so strong and the information
yeah.
is life transforming.
Yeah.
You know, I don't talk that side because then I'm kind of touting myself.
Right.
But,
yeah.
But reality is, you know, almost every other workshop I'll have somebody say it's one of the best things they've ever been to in their lives.
Well, we've seen the message evolve in 5 years,
yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and it used to be who wants to be a millionaire. And
right.
We all want to be a millionaire.
That's where
I
started
admit
with.
That,
yeah,
right?
Right. Uh-huh.
But there's other things that you talk about that are very, very important. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, our history, we've been lied to, you know. And there's proof of other things that we don't ever hear about. And Dave talks mm-hmm. about a lot of things that they don't tell you in school or in church or, you know.
Yeah. So, folks, we still have plenty of room for the workshop in Atlanta this coming Saturday.
Yeah.
And then 3 weeks after that, we're going to be in San Francisco. And I just got that lined up today. We're going to be at the DoubleTree Hotel at the airport, at the San Francisco airport.
All right.
At this time. And then, you know, I've got those, you know, put on the newsletter. And after that, we go to Indianapolis, Denver, Boston, and Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go into May. May 2nd, Saturday, I'll be putting out a newsletter about this fairly soon. I'm hosting Gary and Cindy Renard again in Sedona. I always do that on an annual basis.
Yeah.
Great, wonderful friends. You've heard my stories about the importance of reading that book, Disappearance of the Universe. No book has affected my life as much as that one. Gary's the author, and so I always host Gary and Cindy Renard in Sedona on an annual basis. That's May 2nd, and then since I'm already there, the following Saturday we'll do another workshop in Phoenix.
You know, Dave, I've probably been to, golly, I can't even count how many workshops. And when you tell that story about your father, I know
right.
I probably cried about every time. And I'm like, I know what's coming, and
yeah.
I can't help it. It's like the wave of how the forgiveness, you know,
yeah.
how that was so healing for you. It's just the greatest story ever.
It is.
You know, I've never shared that here on the program, and you know, I've always just shared it at the workshops. And,
right.
But it was one of those, it really taught me the importance of the power of forgiveness is what
yeah.
it was. Because
that's very important.
We'll do that another time. But yes, that
uh-huh.
yeah, I get great, great comments about that. And it's such a great story. But it's a true story. It's how it
yeah.
happened for me. But the more important is the message that's there. How forgiveness, the power of forgiveness is such a powerful tool
yeah.
to change your life. And
you can't be happy if you hate someone,
you,
or, you know.
No.
And happiness and gratefulness is the most important thing.
Yeah.
They said live stream is frozen.
Yeah, it is
and
frozen. But folks, here's what will happen. It keeps recording. Now, the live stream is frozen, but it keeps recording. And then, so what I do, like tomorrow, I'll upload it to YouTube and I'll send it out in the newsletter tomorrow. So you can still hear the audio. I think you can, but the video, the live stream video and stuff, that's a Facebook issue and I don't know how to fix that. So, yeah. yeah. So.
The Gremlins.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Gremlins.
So, is there anything else that you guys want to share with us tonight?
Suzanne's got a question.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go. Let's go into. We're ready. We can go into some of the questions, but before we do that, Blanca, why don't we welcome you back on and you share with us your thoughts? You always got great comments, you know, about some of the stuff. So why don't you share with us some of your thoughts tonight?
She's well, it was fun hearing Wanda and Al. We've had the pleasure of
okay,
meeting them.
Okay, what I need, Blanca, can you up your volume a little bit?
Let me up it as much as I can.
There
is that better?
Yeah, there you
that's
go.
That's better.
Now you're good, yes.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say we've had the pleasure of meeting Wanda and Al when they've come to Atlanta, and so it's really fun to get to share them with the rest of the audience, and so it was really fun to listen to their stories. And I agree, we've seen the other side of Wanda and her energy healing, and that's very, very special experience, so been privileged to experience that as well. But I wanted to share with the folks, sometimes you hear Dave call me Wanda. So this is the Wanda.
I have done that a couple of times, yes. Accidentally
and,
called
well,
you Wanda. So
how about that?
Well, it's funny because Wanda's husband is Al, and my husband is Alan.
Uh-huh.
And
right,
Alan's from
right.
Georgia. Alan's from Georgia.
Say hi,
and so
Alan.
Is Alan. So, that's why Dave kind of gets us mixed up. So, but I always told him I don't mind because I like Wanda. So if it was someone I didn't like, maybe I'd mind. So anyway, all that was good news. But Alan, Wanda, you know, whenever we've had the Meta One coin discussion on Dave's show, we've always said you owe it to yourself to learn about it. They've got a wonderful website. Their white paper is great, so we're always encouraging them to find out about it and then make an informed decision. I'd hate anyone to just say, I don't know about cryptos or I've heard cryptos are bad or whatever. And we've always encouraged them to open their minds and learn about it. If they decide not to do that for whatever reason, then at least it's an informed decision. But I have been looking at this thing for a while, and people, if you look at what they've got, what they've put, what Wanda now have talked about, what Robert talks about, really, even if it's a minimal investment, if half of what they say is going to come to pass, it's just going to be a really good thing, at least from the investigations
fantastic.
That I've done.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, this is what I tell folks is if you buy the coin at $44, you are not going to lose money. Flat out, folks, because, you know, the gold, the assets is already there to take it into the thousands. It just hasn't been assigned to it yet.
Yes.
You are not going to lose any money if you buy it at the 44 rate. You just won't. So.
Well, I love the idea of the asset back because we watched that Bitcoin and Litecoin. And
yeah.
I remember we got Litecoin and Lee, whoever it was, invented Litecoin. He said, oh, well, Amazon's going to take Litecoin, you know, so that means it's going to be worth so much money, you know, and that actually it's not worth what we paid. And that was a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
It's gone down.
I think Suzanne has a question.
Stayed down.
We will. We'll get to
okay.
that. Yeah.
But that we won't worry about that with Meta One.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to see these huge price fluctuations in the other coins that are not asset backed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why what we say is, you know, Robert has this in the white paper, and it's also in, you know, on based on the blockchain for what is there, is that the coin can never be sold for less than its asset value. Now, market could spike up for a short period of time, and it may take a while before the asset fills in and goes up to where market is. So if you're buying it at a market value, you want to try to make sure you're getting at a market value where it's close to the asset value. Theoretically, yes, you could buy it at market value and the price could, you know, and you could sell it and it drops a little bit down to the asset value. Theoretically, that could happen. But the coin cannot be sold for less than asset value, and that's always going to continue to grow as more assets continue to come in.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
it's going to be hard to sell. It's going to be hard to sell any of it.
Yeah.
y'all are going to be at the workshop this weekend in Atlanta, are you not?
Yes, we will. Yes. Saturday, okay. Coming quick.
Yeah, they will be at the workshop. I did mention that Robert was going to be there, but he had, I don't want to call it an emergency, but all of his banking network folks are mm-hmm. coming here into town to meet with him on Saturday. And he, and folks, that's more important for us. So we'll still have him on Skype. He will be with us on Skype, but he won't be able to come up and be with us live. And if you caught the side note, one of the supporting banks is owned by, that Robert works with a lot. His father is the owner of the New York Jets, the NFL football team.
Wow.
You mm-hmm. see, so that tells you the level that he's, the networking that he's got there. He's his one of the networking banks for us, one of the partners that Robert is working with. His mm-hmm. father is the owner of the New York Jets. So, okay, yeah. Echo is pretty bad, so, probably because I might have turned that up just a little bit, and that didn't really work that well. So, okay.
Wanda, while you're there, I just had a quick question because I really want people to take advantage of this if they, after their research, feel it's something they want to participate in. When they're there at the workshop, will they be able to buy MetaOne, or what's the best way that you think people should get involved, Wanda or Al, whoever?
Absolutely. I'll be there. If they decide they want to do a wire like Monday after the workshop, I'll give them the wiring instructions. If they want to bring a check, I'll take a check. Cash, I'll take or a credit card. So anyway, if they want to come and invest, I'll hook them up right there.
Yeah, they can buy, they can purchase coins there mm-hmm. at the workshop.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So. All right, folks, it's easy peasy.
Yeah.
You betcha. So, okay. Blanca, anything else you'd like to share with us before we go into the questions that the email questions came in?
No, I think that's good. Wanda and Al had a great discussion about MetaOne and a little bit of the background, which is really enjoyable to hear. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you want to invite questions now from the Blog Talk folks and the online folks. What would you like to do?
Yeah, well, let's do this. Folks, if you are on Blog Talk Radio and you would like to call in and you have a question or would like to make a comment, excuse me, the number there is 515-605-9356. Again, that number is 515-605-9356. Then you touch one on your touch-tone phone, and then that lets us know that you would like to come on the air. So, but let's do this now. Let's go ahead and take this first question. And it was basically from the comments that Robert had made last week about a trust is being set up for everybody. And so the question is, to own and have a trust is a quite complex thing, especially for common people. How shall we be able to understand what we have signed up to, and is there any risk to sign up without fully understanding this? Folks, the trust is done for you automatically, and it means mm-hmm. your account with MetaOne Bank, where the coins are, is put into a trust. Now, what you do with the money when you pull it out is your business for however you want it, and there's no restrictions on that. It's the structure that the initial funds are put into as a protection for all of us. And yes, there's going to be some workshops, I should say not workshops, there's going to be some classes about understanding how trusts work and operate, because there's a lot of you that have had, you know, that question. And then the other part of it says, will shops be able to join, and can we pay in shops with MetaOne Coin? Now, this email came from Europe, so I don't know what he means by shops, but I think maybe by businesses is what he's trying to say. You need to be a live, breathing individual to be able to purchase the coins. Now, if you use a business account to write your check for it, that's okay, but the coin account is going to be in your personal name, not in your business name, not in a corporate name. Isn't that correct? Is that how we're doing it? Yes. All coin holders need to be live, breathing individuals. The coin with MetaOne will not be, your account will not be in a business name, it will be in your individual name. So, but now if you write a check from a business account to pay for it, that's fine. That's not a problem. Because see, we set up the trust with individuals, not with corporations and businesses and stuff like that. So, okay.
It looks like, Dave, they're asking if they can use it to pay in a shop. So basically, if you've got a credit card, a Visa, and you have the card for the Meta One Bank, you can pay for anything with your card.
Right.
So that question is, yes, you can pay.
Yeah. So then another person had a question for tonight's show. What if they are missing one or more of the items needed to upload to set up the trust, like the driver's license? They lost a birth certificate, because this lady was from Canada. She said it takes 3 months in Canada to replace it. Your social security card in Canada is called your social insurance card. Can the passport be used for ID? I would assume yes, because your passport is always a legitimate ID. But you go ahead.
Suzanne, you're right on time, because Marianne is putting out our newsletter, and it addresses all of that.
Okay.
So you'll be getting a newsletter, because we do, actually, Richard's from Canada. And Richard is a good prime example of somebody that did the secured party status and did all these steps. Yeah. So all your answers are going to be in that newsletter.
Right.
Okay.
The reason for the IDs is they need that to be able to establish a secured party status for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's the purpose. That's the reason why they have to have copies of these valid IDs, you know, on hand.
But the great thing about this is the bank wants you to have a trust. It's not like you're going to go shop a trust at banks and get turned down, you know. Because that's what happens now, is you have to go find a bank that will take your trust. This bank, Robert's Bank, wants you to have a trust.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be, you know, it's hard to get, you know, the ID and everything. You just
the primary reason for the trust is we had mentioned earlier that the banks are becoming somewhat hostile to people who have a lot of money in cryptocurrencies. And I've already had reports from a couple people attending workshops. These were just everyday normal folks. They just went into a bank just to open up a simple bank account, and the bank asked them, do you have cryptocurrencies? Are you involved in cryptocurrencies? If they said yes, the bank wouldn't even open an account for them.
Yeah.
A simple checking account, they wouldn't even open the account.
Right.
So that's why we are using with trust, because, see, the banks can't mess with your accounts then.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have a bank account as an individual or a business, they can mess with that.
Right.
But with a trust, they can't.
That's right.
They can't. So it's a safety precaution for all of us, because as we're seeing banks starting to become somewhat hostile toward the cryptocurrency industry.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So I think then we're ready to go on to this caller. It's area code 868, Jerry. You're coming up here. Let's see. Jerry, you're on the air with us. What's your question? What can we help you with?
Yeah, hi, Dave. Jerry from Trinidad and Tobago. I've got this question. I'd like to buy some MetaOne coins for my grandchildren. Can I buy it in their names, or do I have to use my name or their parents' names? Because of
their children.
Yes, you can buy for the grandkids. All we need is an email as well, but you can use your email. So you need their first name, their last name, you could use your phone number and your email until the time when they get old enough, and then you can
transfer.
You can just call in and change their email address. But yes, they will get a coin certificate in their name.
Right. Terrific. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All righty. Great. Anything else, Jerry?
No. That's it at the moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Have a good evening.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
And you. Thank you.
Okay. We had just a new caller come in. We're going to go right straight to this caller from area code 276. Area code 276. You're on the air. What can we help you with?
Good evening, Dave. It's David King from Virginia. I would like to hear a little about the debit cards. Any idea when they come on and how would they work?
The debit card for Meta One, your account, it's like a regular debit card with a bank account, just as you know you already have debit cards with bank accounts. And that card will be assigned to you when the account, you know, the bank accounts are ready to go. What's different about these debit cards is they use your fingerprint for an authentication. Mm-hmm. Now, Robert has gotten that patented. Nobody else in the world is using that, has that now. See, the problem with on debit or credit cards is it's easy for them to get stolen. It's easy for somebody to pick up the money. Pick up the numbers and everything. You've got those little chips on the cards that there's readers that can read them. So your current debit and credit cards are not very secure. What this card does, it uses your fingerprint and it puts it on the card. And the card is inactive, which means if somebody steals your card, somebody picks up your number and your PIN numbers and all that kind of stuff and then tries to use it, it won't work until you activate it with your finger. You press your finger on the fingerprint spot on the card. It activates the card for about 15 minutes. And then after 15 minutes, it shuts down again. And that works if you want to use the card like, you know, at a, you know, some business to a regular transaction and, you know, you put it into put it in, you know, the gas pump. You activate the card first and then you put it in, you know, the gas pump. If you are going online and you're entering the number, you know, the number in, you have to activate the card before you hit send, you know, to have the card authorized. Because if it's not active through your fingerprint, the card, it won't accept the transaction. So it's a safety precaution for us. It's a great, great secure process to do that. And Robert's got a patent on that. So, okay. Did that answer your question?
Yes, thank you very much. I'm also wondering, so I think I heard on this evening's broadcast, it's a little backed up to receive orders for Meta One Coin, but I think I also heard you saying just call the number, leave a message, and our orders will be put in. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, it will. Yeah, they'll get back to you and make sure that your order is fulfilled. But, you know, if you call and it's busy, just leave a voicemail that is there, and then they'll get back to you and tell them what you want. Give them your name, how many coins you want, so they can they're recording that into the database that you did notify us that you wanted to basically purchase X number of coins, and then they'll get back to you. So that way you're guaranteed to have that $44 rate.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. Well, is calling in the best way, or is
yes.
there email? What's the best way?
Best way is to call. You want to do an order over the phone. Yeah.
All right. Well, this is really exciting. Thank you so very much.
Okay, great. Thanks. Okay, let's see. I don't, Blanca, I don't see anybody else there. Do you?
No, it looks like that's it.
Okay, so... anything you guys want to share with us tonight? I think we're ready to probably wrap up the program tonight.
No, I guess that's it. Just see you in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I can say this. Okay. So.
All right.
We make our own reality, right? Okay. Through our thoughts and our beliefs. And if we believe that we're never going to, you know, see the, you know, RV, whatever, you know. Or if you keep putting your attention on, it's not here yet, it's not here, it's not going to be here, right? So you have to imagine what you're going to do mm-hmm. with the RV after you get your money, okay? But I'm telling you, it's going to happen. This is going to be the easiest manifestation, but you can't just keep constantly thinking it's not here yet, it's not here.
Yeah.
You have to say, yes, I can see what I'm going to do, you know?
Yeah.
And that's going to be the reality.
Good. Thank you, Al.
Easy.
Okay. All right. Well, folks, I think we're ready to wrap up the program tonight. We want to thank everybody for joining us. And we'll be at the end of the Saturday, San Francisco, 3 weeks after that. So, folks, thank you for joining us. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.